There are times that we question, why is a certain feeling happening to me? Why am I hurting somewhere? And sometimes you just need to release it and let someone else receive the healing, because that's how he works. I want you to come with me to Psalm number 84. That's where he brought me this morning. So I want you to come with me to Psalm 84. And while you're hunting for that, I also want to remind you about John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a thief. He's a killer, and he's a destroyer. And I find a lot of religious folks blame everything on God without ever identifying who is stealing, who is destroying, and literally killing way ahead of schedule many believers, because they go by emotions rather than the truth of the word. So keep that in mind when you're listening to this word. And I pray that it will go in instead of bouncing on your heart. Because if it's just bouncing on your heart, what you're doing is you're receiving it for a second. You push it away because of unbelief or low self-esteem. I can give you a whole mess of reasons. And as we prayed earlier, that tonight your heart has been softened to prepare to receive this word. Verse 1. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. Now your dwelling place is really me. It's my body. I'm the temple. So try it on for size. Say, your lovely dwelling place,
your lovely dwelling place.
Is really me. I am the temple.
I am the temple.
Of the Most High. His Spirit resides. Where?
In me.
All right. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you. Gail, you gave me that particular scripture on October 9th, 2011. Verse 5, blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage or voyage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, of course, we wouldn't know anything about that, John. Now, I did hear 84 this morning. Yes. It's not Highway 84. Holy Ghost 84. They make it a place of springs, a place where you can go forward. The autumn rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. This particular verse was given to me three times It was given in June 20th, 2011 at 3 a.m. for Holy Communion. Holy Communion on September 9th, 2016 at 3:14 a.m. Also at October 24th, 2017. What am I doing? I'm trying to show you that this word comes alive in different seasons, and if you record when you receive it, you'll see the confirmations, and when the confirmations come, they're going to be yours.
Amen.
Everything is established in two or
three witnesses.
If you go back to the beginning of this psalm, this is the day that my aunt passed away and went home to be with the Lord. It was 12:10, which December 10th, 2012. Why is it recorded? Because God wants me to know. He's been with me every day. Why this psalm was so special? Because my aunt was a bird lover. She would make every attempt to take care of baby birds. She brought them up. She took care of them. She made sure there were helping the parents to bring up the babies when they would come out of the little tiny eggs this big. And I remember one night when I got there with Mom, there were babies coming out of their little tiny eggs this big, this little tiny. And she would get them up and you could see through their bodies, and she would take the end of a toothpick and feed them, and you could see it going down and making sure that they got the medicine and the food that they needed, because Mama was too busy. She had too many. So my mother's sister took care of those babies, and if she had one that was sick, she would separate it and get up two or three times during the night, and then during the day would feed them. Why did she have such a heart? She would tell me, "These are my babies, because I gave up my life." She was 50 years in a convent. And then she was told by the doctors that if she didn't come out, she would not be living very long. So she decided to come and take care of her family. And that she took care of every one of my aunts and uncles as they were preparing to go home, meaning with the Lord. And when she was ready to go home, the Lord told me to go take care of her. So I called my cousin, and I drove up to Canada by myself and stayed at his house. And I did take care of her for 3 days and three nights. We had the most awesome time. We sang songs. We praised God. I anointed her. We took an awesome time together. And when it was time for me to come home, I didn't want to leave, but the Lord said, "No, it's all done. Your job is done." I got home, and later that night I got a phone call. She had slipped into a coma and did not come out. 2.5 days later, she went home completely. You see, that particular woman meant a lot to me, because she was the instrument. The timing of God is awesome, Joe. I was 9 months old, and I was no longer wanted in the house that I was born in. And she was actually out on a sabbatical because she had to make her last vows. And she was 17 years old. And she was living with my mom and dad to be, and confirmed that I was to be brought up in that house. Why does God prepare things ahead? Because He's got a plan. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Some of you heard Deborah tonight go from strength to strength. Till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord, God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. And that's you, John. Please say amen.
Amen. Amen.
The shield is his protection. It's a shield, a watery shield, where the darts of the enemy will be actually put out. Anybody who throws an arrow at you, meaning talk behind your back, it will not permeate you. It will not touch your heart, for you have been covered with favor. And all of this is Gail's fault. Amen?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff also,
yes. Verse 10. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere, which is what you sang over this closing part of the feast. And you shouted it from the rooftops. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. This past week, somebody said, he's always got something to say because he's got a story for everything. Yes, I do. And I've got a story for this verse. When I started working full time at Grace Church of Christ, I haven't changed my nature. My nature is to see imperfections and then correct them as best I can. In any way that I know how. Gino had the sanctuary painted. He came to me and he asked me what to think about for the coverings on all the benches. They had to be reupholstered because they were very worn and kind of bad. So I said, well, there's one thing that bugs me. He said, what's that, Kim? I said, those make-believe windows on that wall that look so ugly. Because you had windows on the, facing the sanctuary, you had windows to go outside, all on the left-hand side. But on the right-hand side, they had added an addition, so they blocked all the windows. And it just looked cheesy. And I just didn't like it. So I said to him, do I have your permission to do whatever is in my heart to do? And he said, well, you know. He says, why do you think I asked you to help me with the upholstery? And I says, yeah. I says, I know. So I prayed. So I'm walking around the sanctuary and I'm crying. Because you see, I'm having, this word is in my heart. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord. Well, I had freedom at Grace Church that I did not have at the other church. Even though I was there for many years, I had many freedoms. I decorated, I did a lot of things for Christmas and holidays and holy days and whatever. But I could never really taste the homeness. I don't know what it was about Grace, but it became a home base. It became a reality. So now I'm praying, and one morning I got a vision. And it was one of my dealers that used to sell living room sets to me. And I had known him for roughly 20 years. So I said to my wife, if Gino gives me the day off, I'm going to drive up there and go to Athol and talk to this dealer and see what I can get for fabric to make some drapes. So she says, really? Yep. I says, it's in my heart, and he gave me permission, so I called ahead, make sure that the owner would be there, because I knew him quite well. And sure enough, I get there, and he says, Kim, whatever you see, it's yours. It'll be the price tag of my cost. Good. I still have about 20 yards of it. That's right.
I'm sure you do.
It is this thick of perfect velvet, so smooth, 100% cotton. It is the best. Came home with the entire roll. It was this big around, weighed about maybe 80 pounds. And turned one of the rooms that were downstairs into a sewing room. And for the next few weeks, several weeks, whatever it took, made drapes for every one of those windows and covered those ugly holes that were on the side of the house. Then, of course, I wasn't satisfied because I wanted shears behind it because... And I remember walking around, praying in the Holy Ghost. You think the song? Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your courts. Got it? Than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from me because I walk with him and I am blameless in his sight. Now I changed all the words. You have the same privilege. Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. I remember the day that it was completed. Gino walked out on a, forgot what day it was, whether it was a Friday or a Wednesday or a Sunday, called me into the office and said, well done. I wasn't looking for the well done. I had already seen what it looked like. Why did God put talents in each of you?
To use for his glory.
Yes. I had a few weeks back, I walked into this room. I started to cry. Because you see, I had seen a menorah in a vision. And some sneaky people that come to this church just sneaked in one day and did all these little changes. They do this and they do that and they obey the Lord. And I reap what I gave away. And I am so blessed to be with you. I am so blessed to be with you. Why Psalm 84? I don't know. Holy Communion, December 15th, 2011, was another date. November 3rd, 2009, was another date. November 18th, 2009, was another date. June 20th, 2011, Father's Day. Celebrating. December 15th, 2011, Holy Communion. February 5th, 2015, Holy Communion. December 13th, 2015. June 24th, 2016. That's my grandmother's birthday. July 4th, 2016. Why? Because they're reminders that he's touched me on those dates. And I give you full permission to write in your Bible. It'll bring you back to show you how many blessings you've received, how many times he's blessed you and converted you from hopelessness to a place of being blessed because you trust. Because that closing verse says it all. You're blessed because you do trust. And for many, many years, I couldn't trust. I didn't know how to trust. I had to choose to trust to break me out from where I used to live. Would you close your eyes, please? Put your hand over your heart. Say, Father, I know you are almighty. What you've done for everyone in this room is just a sample of what you're doing down the road. So I'm getting ready to be blessed. Because I trust. Your plan is awesome. It is so big that my head can't contain it. It is so far out of the box that I will be shocked when I see it. But I won't be surprised on my inner man because it's already dictated by your Holy Ghost, and I'm ready by Him.
And I'm ready.
Bless me now, Lord. So that I can bless others. Because you are the author. And you've poured in favor. And I am the anointed one. Because of Jesus. My Savior. My healer. My deliverer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got it.